So I've been studying a lot of Hilchos Shabbos issues lately, Mitzvos Aseh of Shabbos related issues. So I figured we'll do some topics related to that in the Temen Halacha section. One of the things I wanted to talk about is Shalashudis. I know since the virus has begun and the alone time the time spent at home has increased, Shalashudis has taken on increased importance. Certainly in our house, there's a lot more singing, meaning more than nothing, which is what we used to do. So there's a lot more singing, and it's become a much more festive and labored kind of an experience. And we try to be makvid to fulfill the mitzvah achilas shalashudis. But the question I want to deal with today is, what exactly do you have to eat? Meaning, what's the requirement in terms of eating a shalashudis? And let's broaden the question, not just about shalashudis. What do you have to eat ever? Meaning for a Suda Shabbos, Friday night, can you have I don't know, can you have a milchig meal? Can you have, what are the requirements as far as Suda Shabbos is concerned in order to be Yotzei, the meals of Shabbos, the din of having the meals of Shabbos? So there is a four-way machlokas rishonim about what is required in terms of fulfilling the meals of Shabbos. There are some rishonim that quote a yesh omrim. They don't say this themselves. The Ramban and others and the Rashba, they quote a yesh omrim that all three meals of Shabbos you could be yotze with peros and mine targima, that you don't even need bread for the meals of Shabbos. And the Ramban explains, because the Ramban points out that l'chor you have a problem, because the Gemara, when it talks about if there's a fire that rages on Shabbos and you need to go and save food for Shabbos, so the Gemara says, well, it depends when on Shabbos it is, how much food you're allowed to take out and bring into the chatzar sheina mureves, right? So if it's already afternoon time and you have only one meal left, so you can take out enough bread for one meal. So says the Ramban, isn't that a raya that you need bread for the meal? He says, nah, that's just what people do. People eat bread for the meal. Rashba points out that according to the Rabbanon and Daf Kufi and Ches Amud Aleph, you have to give an ani 15 meals per week. Meaning, if you're providing food for a person, you have to provide him with 15 meals worth of bread per week. Says the Rashba, how could you possibly say that you don't need to have bread? You got to provide an ani with 15 meals of bread. And he says, that's derech ha'olam. That's what's normal, that people eat bread. But it doesn't necessarily mean that one is required to eat bread for their meals. So that is shita number one in Rishonim. Then there's another shita, Tosos and Yuma, Tafayin Tesom and Beis writes that you're not Yotzi the Peros and Mini Targima, because we learn from Hayom that it says by the man that there's a requirement for three meals. That's what the Gemara Darshins, and it says Hayom three times. And that's how we know that there's a requirement for three meals on Shabbos. And man is b'makom pas, and therefore you always need pas, you always need bread. The Urayim gives a different reason that you need bread. He says because you need something that's mechayev in birch samazon. How do I know you need something that's mechayev in birch samazon? For Davyomi people, it was just a couple of months ago we were learning brachos tav mem tesam and beis that says that if you forget ritzei in benching, you have to repeat benching. Why? Because you had no choice but to bench in the first place because you're having Suda Shabbos. So that's a pretty great raya that you need to eat bread for your Suda Shabbos. And the truth is machlokes rishonim within that daya that you need bread, does that necessarily mean you need lechem mishnah as well? Is that only bread or even lechem mishnah? The Beis Yosef quotes from Shibali Alekin in the name of Rabbeinu Binyamin, delekak peda livtsoa al shtei kikaros. There's no hakpada to dafkav lechem mishnah. To mehechi alfinulei mitzchiv look to lechem mishnah shneya omer kiven shachlus to the shachris lo haya lechem mishnah b'tzaraim. He says, play it out. They got the double portion on Friday. By the time Shalashudas came around, they had already eaten enough that they didn't have Lechem Mishnah available to them at that point. So it doesn't make sense that you would require Lechem Mishnah for Shalashudas. You would only need Lechem Mishnah for the first two meals. But the Beis Yosef writes that Dagos Maimonios and the Mordechai in Parakol Kisvei and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, an impressive list of Rishonim, and the Tshuvas HaRashba that are Miuchasos the Ramban, all say that Suda Shlishis requires Lechem Mishnah as well, and that's what the Maram used to do, and the Magen Mishnah says in the name of Gaon, that calls man that a person is sowing on Shabbos, he needs Shtei Kikaros. And Darkei Moshe quotes that so says the Abu Draham as well. So you have Machlokis Rishonim, whether lechem mishnah is required for all three meals on Shabbos. It's certainly required for the first two, but is it required for all three meals on Shabbos? There's a fascinating dasakenim Balei HaTosfos in Shmos Perek Tazayin Pasuk Chav Beis, where he goes through how they would eat the man that had fallen on Erev Shabbos, and he has two possible opinions as to how it would play out, and based on those two opinions, the Achronim point out, it seems he's really describing these two shitos in Rishonim as to whether you're going to need Lechem Mishnah for Shalashuddis. The second of the two interpretations is that the mana kfula, that of man that came on Yom HaShishi, is that each mana was doubled at the time that they baked it. So it means that they got enough to designate this mana for this meal, this mana for that meal, that mana for that meal, and then when they baked it, when they prepared it, it doubled. So they had double for each meal. So if you say that, then Shalashuddis would require a double as well. But if you say like the standard explanation, which is Dasakenim and Balei HaTosfos' first understanding, it didn't work out that way. They just consumed and used up, and then there was only one left for Shalashuddis. A third opinion, the Ritva in Shabbos Tav Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis, and Tosfos and Brachos Mem Tes and Beis, quote a Shita to be Mechalik the first two meals from the third meal, as far as what you're allowed to eat. So far we haven't seen that. We've only seen that as far as Lechem Mishnah. But as far as whether you need to eat bread, or you can even eat Mina Targima, so far we only saw two opinions. The first opinion of that Yesh Omrim was Mina Targim is good for all the meals. Second opinion is you need bread for all the meals. Third opinion, the Ritva and Tosfos quote a Shita that's Mechalik between the first two and the third meal, that it's only Suda Shlishis that you Yotze with Mina Targima. Tosfos and Yuma Davayin Tes is Mechalik between the first two meals and the third meal, but they say that you Yotze Suda Shlishis, that even though you Yotze Suda Shlishis with Mina Targima, but not with Peros, that Dafka Peros is not going to be good enough. So the Ritva and Tosfos say that this is hard to understand, because after all, the requirement for three meals on Shabbos is derived from the fact that it says Hayom three times, which sounds like Kulam Shavim, that they're all equal to each other. So since the first two meals require pas, the third meal should also require pas, and the third meal is also Zeich Laman, so it should require all the dinim of the iman. And also in Ksubas Tav Samach Dalid, when it talks about Mashra Ishto Al Yedei Shlish, that a man leaves town so he has someone taking care of his wife and making sure to give an allowance to his wife and making sure that she has food to eat and her grocery bills are being paid. So the Gemara says you need to have three meals Mishal Shabbos. So it sounds like they're all the same, that all three meals are equal. And then you have the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, Brachos Mem Tes and Beis, quotes Rabbeinu Tzarfas that a person is able to be Yotzei L'Chiv Suda Shlishis even with Peros. And the reason for the Chiluk between the first two meals and the third meal is that the first two meals you need Kiddush. And the whole reason you need to eat bread in the first two meals is that because that's the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Makom Suda. But third meal, Pashtus is, I say Pashtus is because Beis Yosef understands in the Rambam that the Rambam holds differently, even though Pashtus is that the Rambam does not hold differently. Pashtus is that every other Rishon other than the Rambam, and perhaps even the Rambam say that Shalashuddis does not require Kiddush. The Rambam does make a mention of wine at Shalashuddis, that for sure, but Pashtus is there's no requirement of Kiddush. So if you hold that you have a lesser requirement for Shalashuddis than the other meals, so then you're going to have to answer the Raya that Tosfos had, that it says Hayom three times. So the Levush answers that, yeah, the third Hayom, you have to look at the context. Hayom lo matz'uhu, it says. So it sounds like even if you don't find it, meaning the man, it's still a Hayom, meaning you still have to eat something even when the man is not available. So instead of just focusing on the word Hayom, 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 just look at the context of where Hayom comes up, says the Levush, and that will tell you that the third meal may be different. The Bach suggests differently. He says the reason that you wouldn't have to eat bread at Shalashuddis is because you already ate a big meal at in the morning or in the afternoon, which is the Iker. So it's enough to be Maspia Nafsho, to satisfy yourself, to satiate yourself with a little bit less. In fact, the halacha is that one is not allowed to overstuff themselves when it comes to eating the Sudas of Shabbos. One is not allowed to have an Achila Gasa. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that a person should not eat Shalashuddis if the thought of eating more at that point sickens them. But the Shulchan Aruch says, you have to read the next line of Shulchan Aruch also, he says, Hachachamein of Barosho, and therefore you should not eat to the point that the thought of eating further will sicken you. First of all, it's unhealthy, and second of all, you're gonna take away the opportunity to be able to eat shalashudas. So as far as halacha, what do you need to eat in order to be able to say sudashlishis? Shulchan Aruch Reish Sadi Aleph Sif Hei quotes four opinions. Number one, that you dafka need to eat pas. Interesting, he does not mention lecha mishnah. Just say you need to eat pas. Number two, that you could eat anything made of the five grains. Number three, that it should be something that's melafes bo'as ha'pas, basar, dagim, just not peros. And number four, that you're allowed to eat peros. And the Shulchan Aruch is machriya, that the svara rishona is ikr, that you should really eat bread, unless you're savea b'yoser, unless you're overly satiated. The Ramah just adds that if you can't eat pas, like an Erev Pesach, shchalios b'shabbos, you could be somech on the more mekel shitos, and have peros or something of that nature. It is interesting, the same for Kovetz Halachos from the Talmud of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, from Rabbi Kleinman Shlita. He writes that Rav Shmuel thought that it's a davar pashut, that if you hold that you're able to be mekayim suda shlishis with basar, dagim, or peros, then kol shekein you could be mekayim suda shlishis with wine, with just wine, because he said, and he has a pretty good raya. He says, Kiddush Makom Suda, we rely on sometimes having an extra revius of yayin for Kiddush Makom Suda. So if there's a day of the Reshayin Gimel Sifhei that you could, for Kiddush Makom Suda, that yayin is enough, and no one holds peros is enough for Kiddush Makom Suda, so maybe that's a raya that you could be Yotze Suda Shlishis with yayin. However, I later found that in the Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chelet Dalet Simen Samach Gimel Anaf Ches, he says it's Pashut that you are not Yotze and he writes a whole arichas to explain the chilek why kiddush makom suda yes, but suda shlishis no. In the Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv, the Kleisenberger and Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Lamed Gimel also says you are not yotzei suda shlishis biyayin. He says val kol panim im nomar kadvar Moshe di yotzei yidei chavasu rak beperos mevushalim. He says especially if you hold that peros means only cooked peros, he says then it's obvious why you can't be yotzei with yayin, because mimanavshach. If you cook the wine, then it's yayin mevushal, and that's definitely not chashiv enough. That can't be something that has chashivus. And if you don't cook the wine, then it's not peros mevushalim, and then you don't have your kal v'chomer anymore, and therefore you can't be yotzei with wine. The shita that's not quoted, aside from the shita of yayin, the other shita that's not quoted is what people like to quote, that you could be yotzei with divrei Torah, because that shita does not appear on the page in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Shabbos. That shita appears in Hilchas Pesach. Magen Avraham alludes to such a shita in Hilchas Pesach, because he talks about an erev Pesach shchalios b'Shabbos. So what should a person do about shalashudis? So he quotes a shloah kadosh that according to the Zohar there's no chiyuv to eat suda shlishis in erev Pesach shchalios b'Shabbos, and you yotzei b'divrei Torah v'chein asa harashbi, and that's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai did. So pashtus is the way the Achronim understand it, the Aruch HaShulchan and others. He doesn't mean you yotzei shalashudis with divrei Torah. He means in Erev Pesach Shchalios B'Shabbos you can't eat shalashudas. There's just no way to do it properly. So because you can't eat shalashudas in Erev Pesach Shchalios B'Shabbos, so say Divrei Torah instead. You should, but clearly it doesn't mean that saying Divrei Torah is, and that's why it doesn't appear in any of the poskim in Hilchas Shabbos, because in Hilchas Shabbos for a regular Shabbos it's not an option to be able to say Divrei Torah. There is also Al Pitoros Hanistar not to eat too much at shalashudas, that to eat a moderate kind of meal. So next time you want to complain that your shul is a shvach shalashudis, they're Kabbalists. Everything is being done al Taras Anistar. That's the way it's meant to be. And there's also a particular hakpada. If you don't like the smell of tuna fish, there's this particular hakpada also to dafka have dagim, to have fish at shalashudis. Sefer Charedim writes, mitzvah lechol dag b'shabbos ubeprat b'sudashlishis. You should have fish at all your Shabbos meals, and there are many people that are makbid about that for all three Shabbos meals to have some sort of fish. That's how we have such a Yiddish minug that gefilte fish on Friday night and herring on Shabbos day and tuna fish and shalashudas, right? To be yotzei this minug of having fish. So the Sefer Charedim says, but dafka especially by shalashudas. And the Kaf HaChaim explains, hadag eino pekicha, the fish always has his eyes open. So there's a special ha'ara ma'arich anpin lezir anpin b'lishum esachlal, that we have this special connection without any sort of shade in between us and the the great lights that we're able to see at Shalosh Shudas. There's also a minhag to put the lights out, to sit in the dark at Shalosh Shudas. That comes from interesting sources as well, but that's not for now. But then we do it. These are the basic shittos as far as what one should eat at Shalosh Shudas. Sorry for going so long over time. Everyone should stay.